from KQED.
On January 6th, 1975, gas was 44 cents a gallon. Elton John's version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was at the top of the charts, and Jerry Brown was inaugurated as governor of California for the first time. Next week, nearly three decades after he left that office in 1983, Jerry Brown returns as the state's chief executive. KPCC's Frank Stoltz takes a look back at Brown's first stint in the role.
The son of former Governor Edmund Pat Brown succeeded Ronald Reagan as governor. At the time, many people hoped the young Democrat would loosen the purse strings the conservative icon had held onto so tightly. He didn't, and in an interview this year, he hinted at why.
My mother, she's a very orderly, very frugal woman.
Some observers call Brown tight, others thrifty. He told a reporter in 1976 that government didn't need to spend to solve problems, using the U.S. government's experience in Vietnam as an example.
People always say money. Give us more resources. Give us more planning, more experts. Well, I would only cite the Vietnam War. The other side had less resources, less planning, less experts, less PhDs, and they won.
Former Governor Gray Davis served as Brown's chief of staff.
One day in his office, I noticed that there was a hole in the rug.
Customarily, the outgoing governor buys the incoming one a rug. Davis said Brown had refused, but a 10-inch hole had opened up next to Brown's desk.
So I told him I had asked General Services to come over and repair the hole. He said, "You did what?" He said, "You know, that hole has saved the state at least $500 million. Legislators can't come in here and beat me up for more money for their pet causes. The governor has a hole in his rug."
That approach to governing didn't always make for the best relationships with the legislature. Brown's critics say he wasn't the best steward of the state's finances. In the 1970s, Sacramento Bee columnist Dan Walters was a Cub reporter who covered Brown.
His decision after Proposition 13 passed was to take on a lot of the burden of local governments and schools, number one, which now he says he wants to undo, and number two, cut state taxes at the same time to get himself kind of in alignment with the voters and threw the state budget into an immediate operating deficit.
It should be noted that Brown mostly signed surplus budgets. Walters also faults Brown for a lack of follow-through. He says he virtually stopped highway construction for a time with the idea of moving to mass transit, but he didn't seem to push hard for it. Then the governor proposed a state space program.
He got an astronaut and put this astronaut on his payroll, Rusty Schweikert, and promoted California's space program. And he got a little publicity out of it. It went on for a while, and then he just dropped it.
Governor Davis says his former boss frequently changed the subject because he liked to entertain a lot of ideas. That could have to do with the years he had spent in a Catholic seminary. But in a recent address, Brown himself pointed out his aversion to long commitments.
I took an oath to be a Jesuit once. I got a little tired of that. And I waited about, I don't know how long, from 1958 to 5 years ago to take another vow, which was a marriage vow. So I'm real slow.
This is the CBS Evening News with Roger Mudd, substituting for Walter Cronkite.
Campaigning for governor last year, Democrat Jerry Brown.
The national media loved covering Brown during his first terms. He was the son of a political family, California's youngest ever chief executive, and different. He lived in an apartment instead of the governor's mansion and rode in a 1974 Plymouth instead of a limousine. He ran for president.
Jerry Brown is a very brilliant man. He is a somewhat enigmatic man.
Historian Kevin Starr is California's former state librarian.
I think that history will judge the Jerry Brown as governor, not in isolation from the 70s. This is Act Three of a three-act play.
Starr predicts a better Brown, especially since he's seen the state's problems as mayor of Oakland. Jerry Brown, now 72 years old, says he's smarter now.
The real skill here is to be able to stand back a little bit, a certain amount of role distance, not be in your role so totally that you get absorbed in it.
Brown likes philosophical talk, but he swears he remains grounded in part thanks to his early years with his mother.
Everything in our house was order, and that gave me an opportunity to create chaos because the order was always restored. And I've always appreciated that interrelationship between order and chaos.
As California faces the worst fiscal crisis in its history, there'll be plenty of room for both. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.